This is the Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alex Gold.
Back in here on the program, a Monday night hanging out on SB Nation Radio. Bobby Beats producing the program. What a last day or so in the National Football League. Result after result, drama after drama. Anybody can beat anybody. That's what makes the NFL so great. And what a Monday Night Football game we just had in Denver. I'm extra excited given the fact that it was the Chiefs getting the victory. 27-23 over the Denver Broncos. An unbelievable performance by Patrick Mahomes. And let's talk more about that and what the Chiefs were able to pull off tonight as Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com joins us on the BetDSI.com inside line. He was in Denver for this game tonight. And Matt, if you could just explain a little bit what happened in that fourth quarter. What was the difference for this Kansas City Chiefs team to ultimately get the victory?
I think about the only thing you could say that made the difference is Patrick Mahomes. I don't know how much you guys are talking about it there, but here it's just, I think it's the legend of Patrick Mahomes is building. You know, obviously he's been off to the hot start, but tonight he just gritted his way through. I mean, it was kind of a rough night for him most of the evening. I mean, he was getting harassed, a lot of pressure on him. Numbers weren't fantastic, but good grief, ends up with 304 yards. The second and 30 conversion, the left-handed pass, just rattle it off. Everything in that fourth quarter, and especially that final touchdown drive, that was. I'm running out of adjectives to describe what this kid's doing. It's been an incredible four-game run.
And you mentioned the four-game run, and before that, I think some people out there were still saying, all right, I want to see him do it from behind, and I want to see him maybe do it in a hostile environment. And to me, he put a lot of those questions to rest tonight. I don't know how you can really question what he's been able to do then now that he's actually shown he comes back from a 10-point deficit, and you brought up some of the just crazy plays that to me were really the best examples we've had at this point in time where, and we've heard Andy Reid say he's got a little Brett Favre venom or whatever, and to me tonight was a perfect example of that, minus, he didn't throw any interceptions.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, he really ticked off a lot of the boxes tonight. I mean, it goes into a hostile environment at prime time. And maybe he was a little amped up early. I mean, we have seen that in some of the games where he comes out maybe a little bit too fired up and can misfire at times. And tonight, I mean, and especially early when he was kind of struggling, I thought, and scuffling along with the pressure, it certainly seemed like some of his throws were just a little bit more off target. We're used to him being a fairly accurate passer. But, you know, once again, I mean, it's when the chips are down, I mean, he really stepped up, and that was something that, you know, we saw at Week 17 last year when he had the Chiefs had a big lead in Denver to give the lead away. He comes back on for the final drive and leads them to the field goal. So we've seen it before, but this in this environment in prime time, and it ticks off a lot of boxes about any questions that I think people might still have had about whether Patrick Mahomes might be for real.
Talking with Matt Derrick. He's the Kansas City Chiefs beat writer, publisher of ChiefsDigest.com. He is in Denver as the Chiefs get the win on Monday Night Football over the Broncos. And how about the defense for Kansas City? Because certainly that we have known all year. We knew heading into the season that that's a big issue for this team. It certainly showed again tonight. They came up, though, with two huge stops when they needed it most. Your thoughts on what you saw from the defense, who early on in this game, we saw D. Ford, Justin Houston, able to get pressure on the quarterback like we hadn't really seen this year. But then, I don't know, did they tire out? D. Ford, I know, got hurt. Really, what changed for the defense the rest of the way?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the first couple of drives, they did stifle the Broncos and everything like that because they were getting pressure. You know, Houston and Ford both had sacks that kind of killed those first couple of drives. Once Ford left the game, it did seem like the defense lost a little bit of momentum. You see the inconsistencies in the run game and the secondary. I mean, the Broncos really gashed them on the run in the first half. You see some of the inconsistencies in the secondary, especially with the corners. But this is a timely defense, and that's kind of what they have been the last 2 years under Bob Sutton. It's a bend but don't break. Try and make the one big play, whether it's an interception like you had Eric Murray with a really nice
play. Oh, what a pick.
To take a
what
ball
a
away. Yeah, that was an incredible play there. And then just come up with a big third, you know, three and out when they absolutely had to have it there in the fourth quarter. this defense is, you look at the numbers and they're pretty, you can make the sense, they're pretty crummy.
Yeah.
They're not good. But timely, they keep coming up with the plays when they need them.
And then offensively, Travis Kelce, now we saw him come up big on the final drive or so for them, but early on in the game, it just seems that, you know, Patrick Mahomes and him were just off, also a couple of drops, and maybe that goes to what you opened up with when we had you hop on, just about maybe Mahomes a little too amped up, but I also thought something wasn't right there between those two for much of the night.
Yeah, you know, there was a couple, especially with a couple of throws that Kelce were a little bit off target. Kelce normally, I think, makes a couple of those catches, but I had him down for 0 for his first five targets, and it was a little bit of both, I think both, a little bit on Kelce, a little bit on Mahomes. But then, good grief, I think he ends up with 7 catches, 78 yards, gets a touchdown there at the end. He's a playmaker. I mean, this is Kelce's a guy that Patrick Mahomes has shown an affinity for in practice and getting the ball to. I mean, he knows where Travis Kelce is at all times. So he's going to look for big plays. He will look downfield for Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins. But he knows that Kelce is the guy that he can go to when he needs it. And look at it. I mean, this game, the second half and the fourth quarter, when they needed big plays, they were going to Kelce.
Talking with Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com. A couple more minutes with him here on SB Nation Radio. So, all right, a huge Monday night win, and the Chiefs are one of now just two undefeated teams in the National Football League, the only one in the AFC. You look ahead of their schedule, they got Jacksonville and New England on deck. Certainly those two tests and a defense that the Jaguars bring into town. When you look at where the Chiefs sit in the division and the AFC picture, with the win tonight, you feel like it gives them a little bit of flexibility here. Two games coming up that certainly they could lose both.
Well, you're right. I mean, you know, they've gotten themselves into a situation now, two games up in the AFC West. They've got tiebreakers over a couple of their opponents there. They got the game behind with the Steelers. That's always been a bugaboo for them the last few years, so they've gotten past that. But these two are two big tests. I mean, Jacksonville at home and then on the road at New England. They're going to say a lot about this team. I mean, Patrick Mahomes facing probably his toughest defensive test. It was a good test tonight, but Jacksonville will really give him a fight next week, and we'll really see what Mahomes is made of then. And then, you know, the Chiefs have played the Patriots pretty well. And they beat them last year in New England. They're going to try and do it again. If you came through those games with a split, I think you're really happy sitting at 5-1. If they win both those games, though, good grief. Where's this team going to go from there?
Yeah, and a lot of people in the future looking ahead to that November matchup. I believe it's November when they go to Mexico City to take on
Week 11.
To take on the Rams. And boy, what a fun match that could be. Matt Derrick, ChiefsDigest.com, kind enough to spend some time with us. A busy night for him as that game in Denver just got wrapped up not too long ago. Thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely, Alex. Anytime.
Thank you so much there. And again, our guest lines are brought to you by BetDSI.com. Use promo code NATION25 and get a $25 free wager today. Get all the plays and the inside line, and also win 125, get 125% bonus. Enter promo code WIN 125 and get a 125% bonus on your deposit at betdsi.com. Good stuff from him, and I know how that is after a game, so glad we were able to catch up with him as a busy, busy night for him. Does a great job covering the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's take a quick break. Come back. We got Trash of the Day. You'll also hear from Andy Reid. Still to come, it's the Gold Standard, SB Nation Radio.